We're here at Silverstone, just on the eve of the start of the Autosport 1000 kilometer race with Andy Merrick. Andy, 2010 has been a good year for you on the face of it. You've led the American Le Mans Series race at Laguna Seca, fourth at Le Mans, and now you're here at Autosport driving the 007 Lola Aston Martin. Tell me about how you feel about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, this year has been a fantastic year for me. I've been lucky in the last 12 months. I've driven four of the best sort of LMP1 cars about in the world. So I've been very fortunate to get a lot of experience and work with some fantastic teams. And I mean, the highlight of that is obviously to work here with Silverstone with Aston Martin and ProDrive too, as a member of the BRDC and as a British driver to be here for Aston Martin is fantastic. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity of the race and hopefully we can have a good result today.
Yes, you had a little bit of an unfortunate incident in qualifying with your teammate actually going off and damaging the car, so you didn't actually get to set a time, so you're starting right at the back, which is a little bit of a disadvantage, although you did say once endurance racing was like being going around the M25, but I imagine it's going to be in the rush hour now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not ideal to be starting from the back of the grid, but we had a problem in free practice three where Adrian unfortunately hit the wall, and then there was a short amount of time for the guys to get the car fixed in time for qualifying, so we didn't manage to get a lap in, which is obviously very disappointing, but the car's been out in warm-up this morning and has performed excellently, so there's no problem. We did a system check and everything's fine, so we just got to hope that we have a sensible start to the race. I mean, you think back to last year's race with Jean-Christophe Fulion in the Pescarola. I mean, he started from the pit lane and within 25 minutes was leading. So it's a six-hour race. Yes, qualifying obviously gives you an advantage, but it's not like Formula One where generally the final positions are finished or decided by the first corner. So we've got a good, we've still got a good chance of a good result here at our home race.
Good. Well, anyway, best of luck, Andy, and hope to catch up with you after the end of the race.
Fantastic. Okay? Thanks very much. On.
And you're off again to America for the Le Petit Le Mans at Road Atlanta.
So yeah.
That's, you're going to have a fairly quick turnaround between this race and getting over there, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not too bad. We've got the debriefs and stuff from here for the next couple of days, and then onto a flight. We've got about 7 or 8 days at home before I go over to Atlanta in America to drive with the Mazda Dyson squad at Petit Le Mans, my first time there, debut there, 10-hour race, obviously one of the Intercontinental Cup races, as is the Silverstone race here today, so yeah, looking forward to it. Be nice to be back out in America. Obviously I always enjoy driving for Dyson, and we should have a good result there in the LMP2 category.
Well, good, nice to talk to you, Andy.
Thanks. Thank you very much.